Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
2511-0001-0008-1617.
Okay, let me pull up your file real quick. Okay, just Bishop Trucking?
Yes.
Okay. And who am I speaking with?
Valdez Bishop.
Bishop, okay. What's your last name, Bishop?
Bishop.
Okay. And are you the owner?
Yes.
Okay. And what's a good phone number for you, just in case we get disconnected here?
334-333-3330.
All right. And what was your first name? I'm sorry.
My first name is Valdez.
Okay. All right, let me just confirm some stuff here I have on file, and then I can answer some questions. You still at 1804 Madeira Court?
Yes.
Okay, Dothan, Alabama, 36301?
Yes.
All right. And let's see here. Do you have a good email for you?
Valdez Bishop Trucking. At gmail.com.
Okay. And how do you structure the business? It's an LLC, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And how long have you guys been in business?
I've been in business over 2 years.
Okay. All right, so we, you know, we have many programs available, so depending on your specific needs, let me know what you're looking to do so I can point you in the right direction here.
Well, that's why I was calling. I was trying to see what y'all offer.
Okay. So we have two different programs. We have the working capital, and we have the equipment financing. Working capital is going to be your shorter term. Equipment financing is going to be the longer term. It just depends really on what you're looking to do here.
How much is your interest loan?
Well, it depends on which program you're looking to do. Are you looking for equipment? What is it exactly you're looking to do here? And I can lead you in the right direction.
Well, just working capital, how much would the interest be?
Working capital? Well, that depends. It depends on a couple of different things. It's not really a fixed... well, it is a fixed payback rate. It's not really an APR where it fluctuates all the time. So that means, like, let's say you take out, you know, $10,000, you pay back $15,000. It all depends on what you're looking for and how long of the term you're looking for to do it with. Are you looking for some working capital for some cash flow, or what are you looking for the working capital for?
Yeah, cash flow.
Cash flow, okay. What's going on with the company? You having a, is it a slow time right now, or what's going on?
Yeah, just a little time right now.
Okay. Do you have a certain amount that you're looking to, you know, take out maybe, or was it just most you can qualify for?
Yeah, just trying to see this.
What the most you can qualify for?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's definitely, you know, pretty easy way you can do that. When were you looking to, you know, do this? I mean, pretty soon? Like, do you have a deadline or anything?
Yeah, pretty soon. You say y'all backed by Better Business Bureau?
Yes. Yep. We have a A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, and we have five stars on Google Plus reviews with real customers. So, yes, we are backed by the Better Business Bureau. Okay. Now, on this cash flow, is it like payroll coming up here soon, or I know you said cash flow is a little light. What are you trying to do here? Are you trying to use it as like a bridge loan? Do you have any kind of projects coming up?
Just cash flow. I need to do some repairs and stuff to my business.
Okay.
Advertisement and stuff.
Oh, nice. Okay. Very cool. Now, you said some kind of repairs. What kind of repairs are you looking to do? Like some renovations, you mean? Like,
you know, like truck repairs and stuff.
Oh, truck repairs. Okay. You're looking like... Can you go into a little more detail, like what kind of truck repairs you're talking about? Like, are you trying to bring on new trucks, or are you just trying to repair the ones that you have?
Oh, well, I really was trying to do both, but, you know, at least repair some, you know, ones that I got now.
Okay. I gotcha. Because we can do both, too, you know. You know, you can always, if you are looking to bring on trucks as well, you know, we do have equipment financing, and, you know, it's going to be your longer term and, you know, mid-single digit on the rates. You know, if you have a truck in mind, you know, we can always finance that for you. That's going to be your 2 to 7 year terms, you know, like your traditional loan. Now, with the working capital, you know, that's more based off of your sales than anything else. Just out of curiosity, what were your sales like last year?
I don't have no sales because I'm a trucking company. I don't sell anything.
No, that's okay. How much money did you make in revenue last year?
I think it was like 170-something thousand.
Okay. Are you on track for that this year, or are you planning to beat that?
Don't know.
Okay. No worries. Well, that's pretty good. Yeah, so, I mean, just looking at those numbers right there, you know, I can see that, you know, we could probably get you qualified for maybe, you know, anywhere from 15 to, you know, 30,000 in working capital. You know, would that be something that you could help out with your business there?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good. Now, do you have a certain term that you would like to, you know, what you think would be good for you? Like, do you, like, looking for a shorter term, or are you looking for a longer term?
How is your short term?
Short term, so working capital is going to be normally a shorter term. You're looking anywhere about 2 to 24 months, or 3 to 24 months, and that's just because it's unsecured cash. So you have to understand that it is going to be a little bit more expensive as well. That's only because it is unsecured. So that's just that. But, you know, if it makes sense for your business, then it's totally worth it. Now, out of that, if you were to take out, let's just say, I don't know, 20,000. I mean, what do you think you could do with the 20,000? And are you going to get some truck repairs? Is that going to help your business get some trucks moving? Like, do you have any out of commission trucks right now?
Not right now.
Okay. Yeah. All right. How would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
I think it's about average.
Okay. Do you know about what? Like, what the range would be, maybe? It's okay if you don't know the exact number. Just an estimation would be all right.
I think it's about 680, maybe, somewhere in there.
Okay. Yeah, that's actually right there at average. That's the national average, so that's pretty good. And that's fine, because, you know, we work with all credit tiers on that, so A to D. And you are 100% owner, right? You don't have any partners or anything?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, cool. All right, and have you looked
at the financing on the truck that I already got? How is that? I think I got about $30,000 on the truck now.
Okay. Yes. So what we could do there is we could refi that. We could refinance that and see what we can do for you there. You know, pretty much. Buy the truck, and then you just finance it through us. It's called like a payback or a payoff loan. That's totally an option as well. So, I mean, if who did you go through with that? Who did you get the truck with?
Oh, I got a truck with a company called Lone Mountain.
Lone Mountain? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know, what's the rate on that? What are you getting on the rate for that?
I don't know because it said that it's added all in together, so I'm not sure the answer's on it.
Okay. All right. And you already have the truck in your possession, right? Like you already bought it and everything?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Okay. Yes, I mean, we could, you know, absolutely, you know, refinance that. Do you have the contract for it and all that stuff?
Yeah, I have the contract on it, yes.
Okay, so yeah, so we can absolutely do that. And the way that would work is just pretty much, we would see how much the loan is, we would pretty much buy that truck, and then you'd pretty much refinance that and you make payments with us. You know, that's definitely, we do that all the time with our customers. Now, the best thing I always do for my customers as well is I try to get you approved for the most amount and for the longest term, and then we work back from there. And that's the easiest way to do it, just that way you can see exactly what your options are and you get to choose. Let's see here. Back to that working capital. Have you gone to your bank at all to look for financing or anything, like your local bank?
Yes. Yeah, every time, man, they keep the turn me down.
Yeah. All right. Who is that with?
I bank with Alabama Teleco Bank.
Okay.
It's like a local Alabama bank.
I gotcha. Yeah, man, that's one of the things that's really hard to get approved with local banks nowadays. It's just ever since 2008, man, it's been hard. You know, it takes a while for them to get you approved as well. Let me see here. So $30,000. Okay. Now, are you looking to add more trucks on, or just stick with the ones right now, and then maybe in the future?
Probably just try to pay off that one now. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want, you know, too much going on at one time.
I gotcha. How much did you pay that one for?
This truck, it was, I think when I bought it, it was $67,000.
Okay. And what's the balance on it now? Is that 30?
I think the balance is about, yeah, it's 30,000, but I think it's about 20, maybe, you know, like 27, I think, like cash out, maybe.
Okay.
I think the 30,000 would be, you know, the, how long I have on the lease of it.
Okay. All right. And what kind of truck is this?
It's 2010 Peterbilt. 387.
Nice, okay. Does that have a sleeper?
Yes, I have a sleeper. Yes.
Okay. And is it interstate or just local?
Yeah, interstate hauling, yeah.
Interstate, okay. Nice, man. That's a nice truck. How's business been for you guys? Pretty good?
Pretty tough right now.
Yeah? How come?
Yeah, with the rates and fuel.
Oh, yeah. Plus the economy, plus the election that's coming up here soon.
Yeah.
It's killing everybody.
Yeah.
Right on. Is this normally supposed to be like the busy time for you guys, or is the summertime usually the busier season?
Yeah, it's just supposed to be the busiest time, yeah.
This one right now?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. I gotcha. Let's see here. Okay, and you don't have any, like, other loans out, right? You don't have any working capital loans. You ever worked with a working capital loan before?
No.
Okay. Okay. So, like I said, I'm just going to give you a little background on it. With the capital, like I said before, it is unsecured. That just means there's no collateral behind it. So, you know, when we get you an approval or qualified for, you know, it might come back a little bit, you know, more expensive than your regular bank. And the only reason that is because this is the first time we've ever done business. And we just want to see that you can make payments and things like that. Also, it's because it's unsecured cash. So, you know, we're pretty much lending you this money, you know, on your word that you're going to pay us back. You know what I mean? So that's the only reason that might be a little bit more expensive. So don't, when you get qualified, don't, like, you know, freak out about the numbers or anything like that, because that's what we're here for. We can find ways around that. So, that's for that. Now, with the equipment financing, that's definitely something where you would fit in really well, because we can get you a longer term, you know, mid-single digits on that. That's, you know, regular, and that's just a refinancing. So that's one we do all the time. So what I can do for you is I can send you an email. I know you said you want to get this pretty taken care of pretty fast. I can send you an email with just a few things of paperwork that I'll need. If you want to do this, it's really short. I'm going to send you both applications for the working capital and the equipment financing. Fill those both out and send them back to me. Also with your bank statements, tax return, and if you have the invoice on that truck, that contract that you already have with Mountain Leasing. But that'll all be in this email. And you said the best email for you is bishoptrucking@gmail.com, right?
It's Valdez Bishop Trucking.
Valdez?
Yeah.
V-A-L?
Yes.
D-E-Z, right? As in Delta Echo Zebra?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello. Hello. Hello.